If you don't watch my every move, you're going to die, I say to the girl at the end of my sword. Naya's eyes, clenched shut as she flinches away from the swing of my arm, flash open at my words. Dark gray and not nearly determined enough. She wavers, slashes back at me, but it's too late. Her balance is off, and it's easy for me to sidestep her sword. She swears under her breath and tucks her hair behind an ear. I was only squinting. I shake my head. There's less than a minute until the bell, so I let my arm drop to my side. End of weaponry class for the day. Sure, I say, but remember, no matter how skilled you are in hand-to-hand combat, what good is that if you keep backing away from blades? I know, but I can't seem to stop myself from doing it. I look at her more closely. She's my last student of the day, and the one who never fails to frustrate me, which she knows. Naya's 17. 3 years and counting until her assignment goes active. And like most alts from Jethro Ward, she has no training outside of the alt skills program offered through the public school system. But she moves as fast as one who has, born with reflexes others spend years developing. This would make her one very lucky alt, except for the fact that she's afraid. Naya, if you just quit worrying about getting hurt, then the motions will come more naturally and you won't get hurt. I can't help it if I pass out at the sight of blood. Does anyone else in your family faint? I ask. Could you maybe ask them how they deal with it? Not anyone I know, Naya shrugs, a touch of coldness in her voice. Not someone from my family, anyway. So perhaps someone from her alt's side, then. What does the school counselor say? If the regular sessions aren't helping, you might want to consider exposure therapy. No, the talks are helping. They are, I swear. Distaste at the thought of sitting through hours of bloody images on a screen has her making a face. Just not as quickly as I was hoping, I guess. For a second, I almost slip and say, "You too?" I thought maybe it was just me who was taking so long to get better. That maybe there was something wrong with me when my counselor's words don't stop my nightmares. Well, how much time are you going to give it before moving on? I wonder if I'm asking for her sake or for mine. Another shrug, this one a touch more defiant. I still have lots of practical instruction time with you. I'm not the one who wants to kill you. She gives a narrowed glance at the sword in her hand. So when are we going to be done with these things anyhow? I pick up the two sheaths I left on the floor nearby and pass one to her. Curriculum calls. Besides, as quick as a gun is, it's bloody too. I know she understands this, but not in the same way I do. In the deepest recesses of sleep, images still surface in my dreams. My brother Luke's gun, painted with swirls of his blood, and all our fingerprints. The faces of the alts I killed so I could learn how to stay alive. My alt. Naya sheaths her sword. If there has to be blood, I hope it's at least painless, if she really is going to be faster than me.